What's it mean to have? What does he mean to you to have him? A guy who's been in the offense a couple of years, and what's he been like for you?
Oh, he's a great sounding board. You know, when it comes to scheme stuff and all the experience he's had in the offense, like you said. And I just really enjoy that Coach Kelly, when guys get hurt, he keeps them around instead of just kind of casting them off. So that's nice that those guys are in meetings, whether it's Nick or Barbary or Najee Good, all those guys. They're all around. They love being here. They love contributing.
We've been in this league a long time. Do you still feel like you have to find a balance for yourself in between staying even keel, between success and failure, having a good day, having a bad day, and trying to just keep it even keel?
Sure. I mean, that's you got to be like that in life, and obviously in this sport, in this profession. It's not always going to work out on Sunday, and obviously it didn't last week, but we're well past that. We learned a lot from it, and we'll move on this week, hopefully get a win and keep rolling.
How do you consider a good game? What do you consider a good game at the end?
Win.
Is that simple?
I mean, if we win, that's the most important thing, and then you break it down to what's going to help us win, and that's, you know, taking care of the football, being good in the red zone, being better on third down. You know, getting positive plays on first and second down. Now you're breaking down how are we going to be good on third down? Well, boom. And then you get into how we're going to practice, how we're going to train. And that's kind of where your habits start to reflect what you really want as your overall outcome. So I think we have a lot of guys that are, you know, that their habits do reflect what we're trying to put together on the field.
So you're not looking at either numbers, whether it's completion percentage or
no, I mean, those things will happen if we're doing the right thing and you – you hit all your checkpoints during the week, and I think we're doing it.
Well, going on the field, obviously in training, there's things that you didn't get done. What are there things that you worked on specifically, and what were they this week to try to get better at what you're doing?
You know, we just really, I looked hard at, you know, okay, where'd the incompletions come from? You know, the second interception to Macklin, I'm kind of throwing off my back foot. It's kind of a desperation situation, but did we really need it? You know, we're in fourth down territory anyway. It's on third down. So you're thinking, yeah, we got to get this third down, but we're in fourth down territory. So even if I throw it in the stands or I take a sack, we're coming back on fourth down trying to convert anyway. So little things like that. And then it's, okay, I'm throwing off my back foot. Was there a chance to step up? Well, maybe I could have. Peppers is coming on the outside. Let's step up inside. Then I'll see that Macklin's getting pulled down and just throw it away or move on to the next guy. You know, little things like that. So being more precise on a couple corner routes to Ertz that I missed. You know, and then hammering home the good things that happened, the crossing routes that we hit, the pull-ups that we hit, little things like that. You know, so there's good and bad, and you correct the bad and obviously reinforce the good.
Mark, Nick seems to be getting a little closer to returning. Do you allow yourself to think this, what'll happen once he is healthy?
Oh, I'm not worried about it. I just keep playing and keep practicing and studying like I always do.
Is it hard to block that out, though?
No.
How much do you chalk up the turnovers to just rust and not playing for 2 years, and how much do you kind of look at him and say, these are plays that shouldn't happen?
You know, that you never want to have them happen. Never. So whether you've been out of the game for 10 years and you suddenly come back, it doesn't matter. You got to take care of the football.
After all the games that you've started, all the big games you've been in, does it feel like this is new again, like you're a young guy again, or you feel like I don't have anything to prove, I'm a veteran?
I mean, you're always competing against yourself and trying to be better and be the best version of yourself for your teammates. So that's really where the competitive side comes in. And then more than anything, like we just talked about, you want to win. So, you know, that's really our goal each week. And this is a really fun job when you're winning. So let's just try and keep winning.
How, if at all, are you better now than you were going into that second quarter of the Texans game?
You know, the more time you have on task, obviously, I think that's only going to help. And the more times you hear the calls, the more times I interact with Coach Kelly and Coach Shermer and Coach Musgrave, that only reinforces what I already know. And, you know, you just continue to draw on your experiences as you experience more and more things and categorize it and just keep playing.
You're running a play about every 2 seconds faster than when Nick has been in there. In Chip Kelly's mind, is it still fast enough when you guys are – do you still hear him on the sideline, faster?
Yeah, we always got to be faster. And that means faster, but we still have to be efficient. It can't be, you know, just you know, everybody running around not knowing what to do but running fast. We can't have that either. So there's got to be a balance, but at all costs, you got to go faster.
Did
Is your connection between turnovers and the tempo, because everything's accelerated so much, does it is there
add to
there?
The turnovers?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I think that's more timing and decision making and guys on defense making good plays. You know, those guys are pretty good too, and you try and avoid them and try and make better throws. So that's what we do.
What's the value of getting LeSean McCoy back again? You know, Ben Roethlisberger said a week ago, if we can get Le'Veon Bell going, it'll spark the whole offense. Do you feel like there's something similar?
I mean, a quarterback's two best friends are defense and a good running game. So that's since the beginning of football, ever, in time, in life. You know, a good running game never hurts, and it keeps the defense honest, you know, and nowadays, you see it in the draft, just such a change from the 90s to now. When I was a kid, there weren't like premier pass rushers that you would draft because he can pass rush, and they kind of stop the run on the way to the ball. If you get in passing situations where those D linemen can pin their ears back, I mean, they're in hog heaven. They do exactly what they're paid to do, is just sprint back to a spot at about 9.5 yards deep in the pocket, and they're coming to take your head off. So if you give them the opportunity to do that, you know, you're kind of a sitting duck back there, and you got to get rid of that ball and move around as much as you can. But when you have a running game to keep everybody honest, that's huge. That's worth its weight in gold.
Do you have ideas about that? Like, this is how we can get him going again, or this is how we can, or is that not?
No, I mean, it's all a part of the season, and all this stuff will take care of itself. I think the system is very strong, and it'll, you know, there's ebbs and flows to this whole thing. You know, the running game will get going, and it's been, you know, quietly very productive. So there have been some timely big runs, and, you know, we got to be, you know, as balanced as we can. But I think as long as we're winning, you know, if we throw for 50 yards and rush for 300, that's awesome. And everybody's happy, and let's go win again.
Mark, you mentioned Nick and his role. Does he have a role on game days or time to work with him at all between series and
Yeah, we go over the pictures and stuff, when Nick was playing. You know, we just talk about things we've seen, and if there's anything different that we didn't prepare for, or any questions we have for Coach Musgrave. You know, normal stuff.
How important is it to have? We've seen situations here in other places where the two quarterbacks who are, you know, one and two aren't on the same page for whatever reason. How important is it to have that kind of relationship?
Oh, I think it's great, because, you know, it's just an extra set of eyes on the sideline, you know, extra support, and a guy who's done it, who's played. And it's hard to sometimes talk about stuff, you know, to guys who haven't played the position, and, you know, you have a question, and you might be getting coached one way, and you just kind of ask him, like, hey, did you see it like that? I don't know. It just didn't look right. And he said, yeah, you know, he wasn't open, you know, that kind of thing. Or I thought it was a pretty good throw, you know, or yeah, you missed him. I don't know what you saw, but you missed him. That's it. And it's not a personal thing. It's just what we saw, what we think, and either we agree or don't, and that's it. No hard feelings. You move on, and we're all trying to win.
You have a short week coming up. Will you at all peek and look at Dowell's film at all?
Not before this game. I don't know, but we play early, so hopefully we win and start watching Sunday night.
The other quarterback in this game, Zach Mettenberger, is making his fourth start on a short week as a rookie. Do you remember when you were doing that in 2009? What was that like?
Shoot, it's a blur and a whirlwind and just a lot of stuff flying around. You try and retain as much as you can.
Did they simplify things for you on a short week? Do you remember?
I mean, you try and go with what you're best at. I mean, that's been kind of the case where I was at. You know, we would go with, okay, what have we run? What have we been successful at? If you have a concept and you haven't hit it, you know, if you're 0 for 8 on the concept, you probably won't run that in your short week. But if there's something you've just been almost automatic on, 75% or higher, you know, why not? You're good with it. You've hit it against different coverages. You got an answer for every coverage. Let's just run one of those plays and see where we're at.
Mark, you and Darren Sproles have seemed close to two or three big plays but haven't been able to connect on them. Has that just been a timing thing, or what have you seen on those?
Yeah, just a little bit of timing. And, you know, one of them I put on him a little too quick. A couple of them, they had some pretty good coverages, and, you know, that's kind of the way it goes. But I know he's a valuable asset, and as soon as he gets the ball in his hands, that's trouble for the other team. So we got to make sure we do that.
All right. right, thanks.